impact everywhere.
Brian is an expert in entrepreneurialism, small business growth, marketing and bootstrapping businesses from zero revenue to profitability and exit. Brian Clayton is CEO and co-founder of GreenPal, an online marketplace that connects homeowners with local lawn care professionals. GreenPal has been called the Uber for lawn care by Entrepreneur Magazine and has over 100,000 active users completing thousands of transactions per day. So Brian, I just want to first start off by welcoming you on to the podcast today.
Avery, thanks for having me on. It's great to be on your show.
So let's jump into the first question. I gave kind of a highlight, but there's a lot more to the depth of what you do. So the first question I have for you is explain a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're an impactor.
Yeah, so I am the CEO and co-founder of a company called GreenPal. So GreenPal is a mobile app that connects homeowners with local lawn care services. So kind of like an Uber for lawn mowing. If you're a homeowner, you need to get your grass cut, rather than calling around on Craigslist, you can just download our app and you'll get hooked up with a good lawn mowing service in less than a couple of minutes. Been at this business for 8 years. I guess you could say we're an 8-year overnight success. The first few years getting this little marketplace going were really, really challenging, but my co-founders and I stuck it out, and here we are 8 years in, and we've actually got a couple hundred thousand people using the app, doing over $20 million a year in revenue in the business. And so it started small, but everything that's big starts small. And when you're creating an app like this, one of the cool things about it is that you can touch a lot of lives very quickly with technology. And so that's one of the neat things that I've enjoyed about running a technology business is that as we've scaled, we've been able to impact more people's lives in the lawn mowing business, because why we do what we do is for lawn care services. We offer a nice convenience to homeowners, you know, a nice way to push a button and get this chore done. But where we really have impact is on the lives of small business owners that use the app to run their lawn care business. It's really our job to help them double or triple their lawn mowing business within the first year. And that's really why we do what we do, is because we help them grow their business, help them buy equipment and buy better, more efficient equipment, and maybe put their kids through school or put a down payment on a house or whatever. Just help them achieve their goals in life. And that's really why I get out of bed in the morning. And that's really the purpose for why I do what I do.
So what was that growth like going from, you said you have a couple hundred thousand users now. What was that growth like over 8 years, which in the grand scheme of things is not a very long time. That is still explosive growth. What was it like going through that change to have so many people and such a large volume now?
Yeah, you know, you want it to happen overnight, particularly in a tech business, because you read the tech press and this company has done X, Y, and Z in less than 2 years, or so-and-so company is selling for $1 billion. And all of these things seem like overnight successes. And when you really start like looking under the hood and peeling the layers away, you realize none of them all. All of them were like a decade in the making, with very rare exception. All of these big tech companies usually take at least 5, sometimes 10 or 15 years to really get rolling. And so for us, the first couple of years were very much an exercise of faith. And what we would do is we would just try to celebrate really small wins. So the first year, all we wanted to do was just have 100 transactions in a week, meaning we matched 100 buyers and sellers in the lawn mowing business in 1 week. And we worked our butts off for an entire year. And I think we ended up the year with only 57. And that was hard. But we got it the next year, and then the year after that, I think we were doing 500, and the year after that, we were doing 1,000. We just kept doubling that small number until now it's tens of thousands. And so I think, you know, in the early days of starting something from scratch, it's important to celebrate those little small wins. And then as time goes on, those numbers begin to compound, and you have to understand that everything that's big starts off really small. And that's kind of one of the dichotomies of entrepreneurship, is that you have to have this big, audacious goal, this big grand vision to create this breakout. But then you also have to, on the other hand, think and act very, very small, because it's those small things that begin to compound and build over time. And so that's how it was the last 8 years has unfolded for us. It was very, very small things done well, done right, over and over again, that compounded into something big.
So this idea or action of impact, When it comes down to business, do you believe it's an important part of business?
You know, I think, you hear the advice, follow your passion. Follow your passion and you'll never work a day in your whole life. I think that's bad advice because most of the time you can't make money off of your passion. I think that you should replace the word passion with purpose. I think if you can derive purpose from your business and derive purpose from your work, then that can lead to a fulfilling life. And so I think if you can look at like, how does my business create impact? How does my business change the lives of the people who use it or my stakeholders or my employees, and then derive your purpose from that, I think that can help you stay the long haul that most businesses will require, because you're going to have to, like, running a business is like running a marathon. It's a 5, 10, 15, 20 year game. And if you can really tap into that purpose and look for ways that your business is having impact and let that be the thing that gets you through those low points, I think is what can help you stay the long haul. And also you kind of look at it, take a step back and look at it almost like a storyline, almost like a movie, and that the business is the thing that's making your life interesting. It's the thing that's causing a nice, interesting storyline to your life. I think that can also help you get through some of the low points.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I couldn't agree with you more. When it comes to passion, right? You can have passion in multiple avenues. And this idea of never working a day in your life, there's a difference between working hard and working smart, right? If you add a passion into it, if you add purpose into the work, you might still work a day in your life, but it's going to be fun. It's going to have a purpose and a passion behind it.
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, you can be, I mean, I've never been passionate about cutting grass. I've been passionate about building a product that people got value from. I've been passionate about creating a platform that helps small business owners run their business smarter and more profitably. That I'm passionate about, but I've never been passionate about mowing lawns, but the mowing lawns was just a vehicle to get there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the next question I have for you then is for people listening today. They're obviously looking to connect with people who are either building an impact or have done or have already built an impact in their lives. And I mean, you've built an incredible impact in people's lives and creating businesses. What would your advice be for those people listening to start building their own impact in the world?
It's a great question. You know, to your point of your question, one of my favorite quotes by Mark Cuban, he says, never take advice from somebody who hasn't done what it is you're trying to do. So when you're going out into, like, I guess the ether and looking for places to learn and advice to get and places to figure out what it is you're doing, like, look for people who have done what it is you're trying to do. So that's step one. Step two is, like, you know, how do you get started? How do you get into the game? Is entrepreneurship for everybody? Are entrepreneurs born or are they made? I don't know. People ask me all the time if I think they should start their own business. I think if you have to ask that, then the answer is probably no. I think if you want to start your own thing, you want to start your own business, I don't think you really even have to ask the question. You just do it. You know, you're working on it nights and weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, breathing life into it by default. I think if you have to, like, ask for permission to start it, then you may not be cut out for it. And so that's just kind of like some hard advice that I would give anybody. It's like, entrepreneurship's not for everybody, but if you're crazy enough to get started on your own business, then I believe it can be the best thing that you do with your life. And I believe it can be the thing that you can tap into to make something of yourself. And I also believe it can be the best thing that you can do with your life to have impact. And you don't have to build a tech company like I do, like I have, that's, you know, got several hundred thousand people using it. Heck, you can build a traditional small business and have impact on with your customers and also with your employees. You know, before I started GreenPal, I actually had a landscaping business that I grew just from me and a push mower to me and 150 employees. And growing that business over a 15-year period of time, my reason for running it was my people. My people that worked for me were why I got out of bed in the morning. And that's where I had impact. And, And there was many times, like growing that business, my employees drove better cars than I drove. Their, you know, their kids went to great schools. They lived in great houses. And that was a lot of fun for me. So your impact can come from different places in running a business. It can come from your employees, your stakeholders, your customers. But without the business, you know, the business can be a great vehicle for creating lasting impact for why I was here on this planet.
Yeah, that's great advice. There really is no level of impact, right? Impact can be on any level and any spectrum, and it doesn't matter if it's one person or 1,000. That is impact.
Right. And then the other thing I would say is this, like impact can be this. If it weren't for me, X, if I didn't get out of bed this morning, then what? And your business can be the answer to that question. And it can be that impact. It can be, if it weren't for me, well, then there's 10 people that work for me that wouldn't get a paycheck. Or if it weren't for me, you know, in my case, there's people that wouldn't have access to this technology that I've built that they're running their livelihoods on. So your impact can be measured in terms of just that simple question. If it weren't for me, then what?